DW.
We started seeing whales and dolphins actually floating at sea.
Beachgoers here in Brixham, a small fishing port in the county of Devon, know to call Lindy Hingley if they spot dead dolphins washed up by the tide.
We were really concerned as to what was killing them and why they were dying.
For the past 27 years, Hingley has recorded sightings of deceased dolphins, porpoises and whales, data that has been widely publicised both locally and nationally. Earlier this year, she and other researchers noticed an increase in the number of common dolphins turning up dead on the beach. The last time this happened was in the early 2000s due to an increase in so-called pair trawling, where two fishing trawlers set out to sea, pulling a gigantic net. The boats would move at such high speeds that environmentalists complained that they caught large amounts of marine mammal bycatch, that's dolphins to you and I. The practice was so harmful that British boats were banned from pair trawling off UK territorial waters, although foreign trawlers weren't impacted. Hingley said dolphins would feast on the huge shoal of sea bass, not knowing they too were being caught up in a kilometre-long net.
We are talking about healthy dolphins here. We're talking about, you know, real top-of-the-tree alpha males, alpha females, who would do everything just like you and I to survive. And they can break their own backs. The back muscle on a dolphin is incredibly strong, and they find they've ruptured their own spines. They've experienced terrible pain and suffering with their organs literally exploding because they've been held down for so long.
And while the autopsies conducted 15 years ago at the height of the pair trawling era showed that hundreds of dolphins and porpoises had died due to the aggressive fishing techniques, this year Hingley and other researchers have noticed something different.
The dolphins all been healthy common dolphins, but they've been clean as a whistle. They look like they've just jumped out of the sea. They've actually gone into a different sort of trawl, more of a single trawl. Some of them have obviously been dead and rolled around in the trawl for quite a long time. They've had what we call cod end, which is the end of the trawl, the bit right at the back. They've actually had mesh all over them. So they're bruised. They're just bruised like a checkerboard.
135 kilometres away in Cornwall, England's most southwesterly coast, Ruth Williams is responsible for the similar monitoring of dead dolphins, whales and porpoises. She's predicting a record number of deaths, going by figures for the first half of 2017 are close to 200. Jutting out into the Atlantic, Cornwall has seen more than its fair share of dead sea mammals washing up on its shores over the past three decades. Williams, who is Marine Conservation Manager at Cornwall Wildlife Trust, says she's faced challenges in identifying what caused a resurgence in dolphin deaths.
This year, the majority of the animals, you know, well over 50%, have been too decomposed to get any information from at all. But the level of decomposition, to me, points to something happening offshore. There's been no evidence that there's any sort of massive pollution or disease incidents that's happening with the few that we have had post-mortemed. They're all relatively healthy in terms of recently feeding. There's no sort of starvation issues. And because it's widespread, and some of the injuries that we have been seeing on some of the fresh enough animals does point the finger to fisheries.
Both Hingley and Williams say some big fisheries are loath to take responsibility for their trawling methods, despite technology being available to ensure dolphins and other sea mammals don't get caught in the nets.
Locally, particularly within Cornwall, the Wildlife Trust here have trialled what's called an acoustic deterrent device. They emit a randomised acoustic noise underwater that highlights the presence of a net to any dolphins or porpoises in the area. So they'll switch on their sonar, they see the net underwater and they'll avoid it. We proved that one of these, in particular, a banana pinger, was hugely successful. It reduced the risk of accidental capture in fishing net by 86%.
But while large-scale fisheries reject further attempts at regulating their industry, Williams says this change in the law would be a minor inconvenience to fishermen and that the pinger is desperately needed.
It's also very small, easy to fit. It didn't take any time for the fishermen. It was the cheapest on the market. It's not a throwaway device, so it can just have reusable batteries, rechargeable batteries. So it fitted all the bill. Our problem is trying to get that into the fishing industry and get them to use it.
In France, the problem is much worse. British campaigners say that the issue is severely underreported there, amid accusations of a cover-up by a very powerful and sometimes belligerent fishing lobby. Hélène Pelletier is a marine biologist at the University of La Rochelle, a seaport on the Bay of Biscay. She says that the most recent fishing season has been the worst for many years.
We recorded around 800 common dolphins in a little bit less of 1 month.
From the autopsies, Pelletier and her team found that around 80% of the stranded animals showed evidence of being caught up in fishing trawls. Her research suggests the true figure for dolphin deaths in France may be up to five times higher.
Around 80% of dead carcasses would sink after death. So we use a drift prediction model to find the likely origin of death at sea and to correct this stranding numbers by the probability of sinking. And so we found that, in fact, 800 stranded animals represent 4,000 dead dolphins at sea.
While Pelletier has acknowledged that France has been slow to act, she said fisheries, marine conservation groups and the government appear to have taken notice over the past year.
And Sky News is projecting that the UK electorate has taken the historic decision to withdraw from the European Union after
Britain's decision to leave the EU won't help address the issue. The UK government has said it will pull out of a decades-old European fishing agreement that could lead to a fishing free-for-all in and around its territorial waters. While Britain took the lead a decade ago in restricting pair trawling, Brussels has only imposed temporary bans, and campaigners complain other fishing legislation has been watered down. Amid the drive for even larger trawlers, able to bring bigger profits back to port, can campaigners win the battle for dolphins and other sea mammals? Ruth Williams from Cornwall Wildlife Trust is confident she has the public's backing.
One, they're iconic. If anybody's seen dolphins jumping around the coast, you know, it's a memory that sticks with you. And humans seem to have this affiliation with dolphins and whales and porpoises because of that intellectual, charismatic association. But two, they're a crucial part of the marine ecosystem. They're the top predators. And without them, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with the whole ecosystem. We need to maintain that as a whole, and we can't afford to just let top predators be killed off in such vast numbers.
Europe's sea mammal deaths pale in comparison to the worldwide figure, which one estimate puts in the hundreds of thousands every year. But with low-cost technology able to reduce the incidents, campaigners here in England think in just a short time they can bring down the number of dolphins killed to reasonable levels. Nick Martin, DW, Truro, in Cornwall.
DW